My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
How about this stat on Bryce Young, who was benched today by the Carolina Panthers? Dave Canales met with the media, said in that media session that he was sitting Bryce Young because it's what's best for the team. He also thinks long-term it's going to be what's best for Young. They're going to reset the young quarterback who has really struggled since last year. Everyone beat up on Zach Wilson, thought he was the worst quarterback in the history of the world. His net dropback per ETA through his first 18 games, if you add up all of the bad for Zach Wilson, was -101.8. After 18 career games. You tracking this?
I think so. Yeah.
-101.8. Same sample size for Bryce Young. -162.5.
Good Lord.
In expected points added.
I mean, this is my all-time I was wrong. I mean, now, you know, who knows? Maybe the turnaround happens. Doesn't look likely now. Now that he's been benched for Andy Dalton and we're doing the gives us the best chance to win nonsense in Carolina.
He was so accurate,
but gosh,
and decisive and anticipatory with his throws in college. I mean, I don't remember anybody that didn't think he'd be good. Now, everybody thought his size could be a problem, but that's different than him being terrible at quarterback. And it's very different than this guy will be better than CJ Stroud, which was the prevailing thought everywhere.
Yeah.
The question was, would Stroud go two or would he fall way down the board? Would Will Levis go in the top five or would he end up sliding, which he did? There was really never any question about who was going to go 1-1 in the months leading up to the draft for the Carolina Panthers, but everybody was wrong on Bryce Young.
I mean, loud wrong, too. Watching that game where he went back and forth with Hendon Hooker in Tennessee. Remember that game, that Alabama-Tennessee game? Just the best college football theater over the last couple of years. The offensive performances were just stupid, right, as they were going back and forth. And you're going, this is poetry, watching this kid just just glide out of trouble, you know, throwing back across his body, hitting guys in stride, as you said, anticipatory throws, everything that you could do to say, I'm ready for the next level, he was doing, and then some. He looked so incredible. That's as good as he looked then, is as bad as he looked now. I mean, the lowlights write themselves, but you've all seen the montages where there's a guy open, and he can't literally see over his center, so he tries to jump. Like he's like Anthony Hardaway coming down the lane looking for someone to pop open. Just, it's embarrassing at this point.
Yeah, there's very little redeeming happening for that offense or for him. He was completing 55% of passes, no touchdowns, three interceptions. They had lost both games, not competitively. And in his career, in 18 starts, they're 2-16 as a team, but he's completed sub-60%, more interceptions than touchdowns. And that only begins to scratch the surface on how bad it's gotten. But I saw this from Jordan Schultz, who's plugged in with all the agents. He tweeted today, according to his sources, Panthers quarterback Bryce Young and those close to him were, quote, very shocked at the organization's decision to bench him this morning. It came out of nowhere, one source said. Safe to say no one anticipated the plug being pulled after just two games with a new coaching staff. Ask me. Call on me.
Grant.
I mean, you can't keep playing him, playing at that level. I'm all for giving guys a chance and continuing to play them. Sure, absolutely. But in his case, you lose a locker room if you keep playing a guy playing as badly as he was. When everybody's at practice and knows, Andy Dalton's at least going to find me when I'm wide open. Andy Dalton's at least going to get the ball out in a timely manner. Like, what was happening was unacceptable. He's struggling. He's got to figure it out. And then this is disqualifying, and he was playing at that level. Doesn't mean he'll always play at that level, but you unplug. This is the hard reset. You know, this is, you're talking to the IT guy, and they go, unplug, sit there for a couple of minutes.
Cut the hard line here.
And plug it back in. This is the football version of that. You're going to bench him for a month, and then you want to put him back in later in the year when the season's over and it's developmental time and see how much different he looks. Go for it. But this is the turn it off and turn it back on part.
Yeah, I am almost in every case, if you're going to be bad, you should be bad with developmental intentions, right? You should be purposefully bad. AK, if you're not winning any games if you're Carolina, having Andy Dalton get you to 3-14 versus 2-15 doesn't help anybody. There's no benefit to that. It's a waste of time. 99.9% of the time, that's how I feel. In this case, you already said it. It's that bad that nothing can happen. Like, he's playing so poorly. It's not only didn't give him a chance, because I don't know how much of a chance they have with anybody back there right now, as bad as that roster is and as bad as that organization is. And I feel for him because I have been there. I know what it's like. But it's a non-starter. Like, it's non-competitive. You know what I mean? It's like calling up a major league pitcher and going, this kid's got great stuff. And then it's not like, oh, he has control problems. He cannot throw a strike. He's Ann Keeling in a playoff game. And you're like, you can't just trot him out there every fifth day. We got to put him on the injured list. We got to send him down. You got to do something else because it's not competitive. And that's what it is right now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.